WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, gorgeous souls. It's your girl Riley Hart here, back with another dose of daily uplift on the Confidence Glow. Today, we're diving into something super important, learning to let go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can weigh us down like a sack of potatoes. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel of worries and anxieties? You know that feeling when you're stuck replaying a conversation in your head, dissecting every word and action? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, you absolutely have the power to break free from this cycle and create more space for positive vibes. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Letting go of negativity can feel like trying to untangle a ball of yarn that's been through the wash, a bit messy and frustrating. But trust me, it's worth the effort. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep wearing yesterday's dirty clothes, right? So why hang on to those negative thoughts and emotions that are just weighing you down? Here are 5 powerful tips to help you ditch the negativity and radiate confidence. Firstly, get real with yourself. Acknowledge those negative thoughts when they pop up. Don't try to shove them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Just say, "Hey, there's that thought again," and observe it without judgment. It's like saying, "Hello," to a pesky fly. You acknowledge its presence but don't let it land on your dinner. Next up, challenge those thoughts. Seriously, question their validity. Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our negativity stems from distorted thinking patterns or old beliefs that no longer serve us. By challenging them head-on, you start dismantling the power they hold over you. It's like putting on your detective hat and digging deeper, uncovering the truth behind those negative assumptions. Now, let's talk about replacing those negatives with some positive affirmations. Think of it as swapping out a broken light bulb for a shining new one. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, consciously replace that thought with something empowering and uplifting. It could be something like, "I am strong," "I am capable," or "I am worthy of love and happiness." Repetition is key here. Keep those positive affirmations flowing like your favorite song on repeat. Practice some serious self-care, my loves. Negativity can drain your energy, so make sure you're replenishing yourself. Engage in activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul, whether it's hitting the gym, spending time with loved ones, reading a good book, or simply taking a long, relaxing bath. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even joining a support group can help you process your emotions and gain valuable insights. Sharing your struggles with others can be incredibly liberating, like sharing a heavy burden with someone who understands. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You put in the work, polished your resume, practiced those interview questions, and feel pretty confident. But then, those pesky negative thoughts start creeping in. What if I mess up? What if they don't like me? You know that feeling. Suddenly, your confidence starts to waver. But here's where our tips come in handy. You acknowledge those thoughts, "Hey there, fear of rejection," you say. You challenge them, "I've prepared well, I have valuable skills, and even if it doesn't work out, it's a learning experience." Then, you replace those negatives with affirmations like, "I am capable, I am confident," and, "This is an opportunity for growth." Remember to practice some self-care, maybe go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or do some deep breathing exercises. And don't hesitate to talk it over with a friend who believes in you. So, how about that job interview? You rock it. Remember, letting go of negativity isn't about becoming a Pollyanna who ignores life's challenges. It's about choosing to focus on the positive, cultivating resilience, and embracing your inner strength. You are capable, worthy, and deserving of happiness. Never forget that. Now, go out there and glow. And hey, share this episode with your amazing friends who could use a little uplift. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Those reviews help us keep spreading the love. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.